Right.
So how did the protests go when they resumed fracking?
So I have to mention Cindy Spoon and Ron Seifert, because they got a group of nonviolent activists together and did training, which I think was vital, because they walk you through not just the legalities of it, but the ethical principles behind nonviolent resistance, right? Which is steeped in Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. and many other, you know, freedom fighters and leaders. And the whole idea is, when there's an unjust law, how do you take direct action to use the tension in society to throw that injustice into light so that you can evaluate it, right? Part of that is people who are able, and it really is a matter of privilege in our sense, to get arrested. Because there were a lot of people who wanted to help us in that way, but because of their job situation or something, they couldn't do that. So part of the training was identifying who can do this, right, safely. And then other parts was just, what's the strategy, you know? So we spent a lot of time at the trainings, working on general tactics, and then there were some really behind-the-scenes meetings with a much smaller group about the logistics of when and where and how. You know, are we going to do this, and who's going to be there? And then there's a kind of inner group which has committed to getting arrested, and then there's kind of a median group which has committed to trespassing, basically, but then moving when the police tell them to move, right? And then there's kind of an outer group of witnesses to support, like, who are never in violation of the law. So we went through all of that. It was extremely well planned. And again, not my skill set, right? I had to learn that stuff. And then they had trained. The first day was me and Nikki and Tara Lynn. And then they had trained up more waves of people to come for the next few days. So it was really well done, I think.